Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Kim and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broemer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kim for a passed ball. Broemer moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a pop-up towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ogilvie. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. Hairston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lemon chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bannister. Bannister fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Bannister. Ogilvie moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Thompson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Thompson moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-2 in the game. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-2 in the game. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-3 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scribner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.